God.
Lay on down. Now, many of you didn't understand. Listen to me now. Many of you did not understand why you got such a release and such a deliverance when we begin to talk about the goat. Now you're getting ready to understand. Shut up in the temple of heaven, my Father. Was his plan for judgment of Satan and the wicked and deliverance of his people to be revealed at the last times, but already written on the wind all down through the scriptures, starting with a scapegoat. The scapegoat in the days of our father's people in Israel was used to place the sins of our father's people upon and was sent out into the desert, desert being a type of the world, and there that goat was to wander around and die, delivering back to Satan all of his demons and all of his sins that he had put on our father's people. But not breaking his power, only delivering back to him those demons and those sins and those workings of evil that he could take and use and put back on people. Oh. So our Lord Jesus came and fulfilling the order of our Father as a scapegoat, he went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. And there, though he died, yet he liveth through love. He received those sins and evil works of Satan into his body and took dominion over them through love and grace and cast them from him. Ooh. And there in a desert, listen closely, though he died, I don't know how many times, but though he died, the love of the Father God moving through him brought him alive time after time. You didn't know this. Once and for all, showing that love and grace was more than a match for anything that Satan could throw against him. Ooh. But absorbing while he's out in the desert, leaving in his body those testimonies of suffering and love to be used later on. Along with all the other testimonies of love that he suffered in the seven horns of suffering. Keep your eyes closed and keep moving in the spirit now. And fulfilling all the order of our Father in love sufferings, in all seven of his sufferings, he collected in his body the complete destruction and the complete judgment of Satan, and the complete glory and a complete grace for you and I. Now, coming out of the heavens and revealed in your midst, is the scapegoat of God with a lake of fire. Oh, dwelling in him. Listen now. Listen now. Don't let your zeal eat you up. Revealed the scapegoat of God. Built in him the lake of fire for the destruction of Satan and all workings of your old nature that hath already been destroyed. And revealed in his body and over behind his body the Father God with all the glories and graces of the Holy Ghost that he brings down upon you. Let's turn on the music and just move a little in the spirit and let the Lord work this thing out.
Breaths of his grace, breaths of his love, breaths of his peace, written in the wind.
Breaths of his power, breaths of his fire, all that we need to do, written in the wind.
Now, the goat of God, Jesus, that hath suffered for all the sins, for all the ages, hath qualified himself to to be the one in which Satan and all of his works of evil have been destroyed. Turn it up a little.
Blood breathing on me from foot to head, saturates me with his glory and fire.
Now I want us to get a complete picture of the goat of God and the lake of fire. Here's what our Father said. Through love, my son, we will allow. Because of our love, we will allow Satan to make a goat out of us. For many long years, until his iniquity is full, and then, watch me, we shall appear, you being the one that appears, and I'll be behind you. Us being one, we shall appear before our people, and in us, in you, and on into me, will be built that lake of fire. Whoa. And said, in order to get ready for that appearance, so that we won't be trapped, so that humanity will not be trapped again, hold me up.
Jesus,
shining with the resurrection power, shining with the fire of your Lord, and the lake of fire of your new Father, built inside. By the blood, I accept that our old nature and all workings of Satan hath been placed in that lake of fire and hath been consumed.
And
in order not to get trapped again, as so many of our people have been trapped down through the ages, we will bring forth a people that will start at the cross in your living blood. And they'll learn the value of your blood and the deliverance in it as we lead them step at a time and bring them to a place to where we can reveal that lake of fire inside of our body. For them to begin to use. And to make our plan more complete, bear with me. Paul said, while I magnify the ministry of God. And you'll begin to understand why the very moment that I begin to identify myself by faith with the goat of heaven, you begin to feel that power. Something begin to move in you in deliverance. Make our plan more complete. Said we'll look down at that time and we'll get a goat, a man of sin. And we go a little bit farther, we'll get more goats. We'll talk about you later. And we'll let that goat, that man of sin, suffer from childhood under everything that Satan can put on him. So when the lake of fire appears, he'll have no hesitation in knowing Satan and where he comes from, and he'll put him in there immediately. And to make our plan even more complete, we'll choose other goats that suffer under everything of religion, Satan destroying their family, sickness and disease, and their religious friends throwing them out, bad things. Said we'll choose other goats. They will recognize the goat when he appears, and will be able, they will not hesitate to come and cast him in there. Ooh. Turn on music, Brother Ron. Are you getting this recorded, Brother Ron? Turn on the music and let's rejoice a while. Thank you. Furthermore, since my people will not have enough faith or enough power to deliver Satan over into that lake of fire, because in their striving, they'll get trapped, as so many of my people have before. He said, we will give them, when the time has come, we'll gradually give it to them all along, but we'll let them know their demonstration, the power of the blood, how that the blood swipes through them, driving their old nature and all the working of Satan to the surface. And through the power of that blood, not through their own power, comes a swish over into the lake of fire. And we'll do it through the blood, so that our people will not have to have vengeance in their heart. And it won't be them, it'll be your blood that they apply.
Jesus, I accept you right there alive in resurrection form, filled with fire and glory, with a lake of fire inside of your body and also inside of the body of my Father, which I confess hath been delivered my old nature and hath been delivered all working of Satan into that lake of fire and hath been destroyed. Oh, now pick him up and set him up. And then, hold him up. After we set them in order to where they understand the value of this, then we will start. And then we will set their families in order, their children. Listen to me now. And we'll start right where we said we were going to start, in Genesis. We said the woman, that was first tempted, and the woman, the one that has suffered first all the working of Satan down through the ages. We'll start with a woman and fulfill our promise where we won't lie, that the seed of that woman, seed of Christ in that woman, shall bruise and destroy the head of Satan. Ooh. Now we're going to do this for several reasons. One reason is this. Many other reasons. But here is this thing's written on the wind. If Satan is looking for a lamb to appear, and also he's looking for some great religious man to rise up. Said while he's looking for that, he thinks he already has the woman in the home. You just listen at me now. Said while he's looking in all the religious kingdoms for somebody to rise in rebellion against him, said we'll go to the home
right where his original throne is, and he thinks, well, I've got that. Now, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I got that. I got the home and the children in captivity. So now I can spend my time in the religious kingdom putting them in complete bondage and iniquity. Said, we'll just let him work there for a while. And we'll go right to the home, right to his source. And there, we will begin to swipe him with the blood over into the lake of fire. And we will start him right at his source in the home.
Yes, Lord.
Then we'll move him out of the church, second. And third, we'll move him into the marriage. Turn on the music just a little bit, Ron. Let me sort of dance a little now. Y'all just watch it.
Written in the wind, breaths of his power, breaths of his fire. All hath been written in the
wisdom will, as I order it laid out, Satan, if he does find out, he'll be expecting the church to be set in order first, because that's where they go setting in order, you know, every time, is in the church. And we won't do that. We'll go back to our first church in original creation, which is the home.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, now you understand why I've been on you pouncing, pouncing, pouncing. Whoa. Said, Carl, you heard what our people do. Said, they go to church and they rejoice. And all they get to move into the spirit and blood. But the very moment try to move in that home, they begin to disobey, because the devil has told them that home belongs to them. And said, he'd been telling them that ever since creation of Adam and Eve. And he's told them to him so much until that is where he's got complete bondage, is in that home. You notice I've had no problem with you in the meetings bringing you an order, or you could move. But once I, as a Snoopy goat, invaded your home, you begin to resent me. You wouldn't admit it, but I saw you. Once I begin to tell you by the Spirit of God what to do in your home, because I had such a judgment and fear on you, and I had it there, you need to worry, and I held it. You went ahead and did it sort of half-heartedly, so that you begin to get a little bit of deliverance to prepare you now for a complete deliverance and a complete working, a continual working of the lake of fire and the blood of Jesus Christ in your home and on your children at all times. Oh! 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 Oh!
Come on, let me. Come on, let me lose you for a demonstration. Close your eyes.
Now, according to the plan of God, parents, mothers, it is not necessary for your children's cooperation for you to cleanse them. Now, according to God's plan, and listen to it closely, the sins of your children are upon you. Oh, yes. The sins of the parents shall be visited on the children, even in the third generation, and the parents shall receive the judgment for their part in it. So in being a just God, if he's going to let you bear the judgment of your children, then he's going to give you away without any of their consent to cleanse them. Oh! Now, you believe that or not, but that's the way it is. You will not find any injustice or lack of being just in the heart of our Father. Now, we're going to get us a song, and Brother Ron will turn it on, a children's song, and I want all of you children to listen, you that are big enough, and you mothers, I want you to listen, because our Father hath given us a song. He's given us a song that we can use, working through David, through Christ, through David. He's given us a song that we can use. Everyone watch me now. All the rest of you stay in the spirit. And stay with just about your eyes about half closed and stay under a dream, all right? But look, all of you children, look at me now. He has given us a song that your mother and daddy are going to use to rock you. And we're going to come right to Jesus toward, in the midst, standing there. And we're going to rock you into the cradle of the heart of God. Would you turn on that song? Watch me now. Get your swab, and get ready. Brother Robert, you be looking around. Man. Brother Robert's going to be around, and if you get excited, lose your swab, that's all right. He's going to pick it up for you. He's going to be watching. Are you liable to get excited and do that? Okay. We're going to do it. Just close your eyes. Breath of the Holy Ghost on your child. Begin to blow on. What's the intent? That's it, dude. Look at him turning white. Towards the center with your children. Towards Jesus. You got that song on there, Rob? Put your swab up, put it on your child. Now just gently swipe them right on over.
I
Forward now. Don't get that sideways rock. Get that forward toward Jesus. Right before your face. He said he would be right there. Before your face.
Jesus, my Lord. Rock in the cradle. To my Father God. Rock in the cradle. Of the Spirit of God. Rock in the cradle. Of God. Ooh.
Ooh. I'll tell you another thing. You can kill a little lamb of an old she sheep or ewe, and she'll just beller and cry a little bit. First thing you know, she forgets about her lamb. But don't you mess with an old goat. An old she-goat's kid. She'll get you one way or another. You kill one of her kids, you may be 10 years later. You come back in her presence, she'll know you. Did you know that? And she never forgets you. If you hurt one of her kids, she never forgets you. You think an elephant's got a memory? You hurt an old goat's kids. She never forgets. She goes down to her death, abhorring you in her heart. She goat. She'll lay right into your backside with all she got. You know what I'm telling you, so don't you?
Rock in the cradle.
Whoa.
Of Jesus, my Lord. Rock in the cradle.
I shall be. Satan. And I shall call them in love and in grace and obedience to cast him in the lake of fire. Now let me give you that character of love and you mark it down real good. Love abhors evil. And let me magnify myself a little bit more, or rather Christ in me. When you see me looking at you, abhorring you, that means you're in the hands of an evil. And I don't do it just a little ways. All that's within me, my whole being, I abhor that thing that has you. I've suffered under this thing many years. I want to tell you, I've suffered under it with my family, with my wife, and with everyone I come in contact with. Because the accusation will come, oh, he's hard. Oh, he's trying to destroy me. But you knew in your heart it wasn't so, did it? has been. You knew there was something there, didn't you? I abhor it. Ooh. That thing of Satan that had you. And even though I fell under condemnation many times, condemn everybody. Oh, you're just too hard. You just don't understand. I couldn't get away from it. I stay condemned a little while, weep a little while, and here it come that abhorring again, Brother Josh. Forward now, not sideways. Love abhors evil.
Rock in the cradle of Jesus, my Lord.
You know how strong love abhors evil?
Rock in the cradle.
You can see it in a lake of fire in Jesus.
To my Father God.
He abhors it such a way.
Rock in the cradle.
Until he will sacrifice. You, if you don't turn loose that devil.
Rock in the cradle of the angels of God.
And I don't care how big and great you are. Whoa. But now, watch me. The day of the accusation of Satan in your life towards me hath now ended. To the commandments of grace, and you will use the blood, and you will use the lake of fire, and you better not do anything else. You will. Whoa. Now let me tell you something. This lake of fire is reserved for the false prophet and Satan. Oh yes, it's reserved for the highest, the big men of the world. Now exalt yourself in bigness now if you want to see yourself going in that fire. Are he not playing with this thing? Judgment is brought to the line. And he's wept his last time. Dying down softly now to a groan. And you know what the groaning of God is. He's wept his last time over Satan and your children. And don't think he hadn't. Let me tell you what. God doesn't have any blood except the blood of his people, does he? God doesn't have any flesh except the flesh of his people. And I can tell you one that's the blood and flesh of his people, and her name is Rachel. And all through the Bible, she's the priest said, weeping for her children. Weeping for her children. Weeping for her children. Weeping for her children. She spent eternity weeping for her children. Whoa.
Rocking the cradle.
Lord Jesus, I accept you. Right there before me. Your love, grace, shining with glory. Your body that gave itself until all is left. It's just a form of fire and glory and love. And inside of that is built the lake of fire. Your lake of fire, the lake of fire, my Father. in which I now commit all my working to my old nature and all working of Satan. And I say they have been consumed. Now feel him just throw it in there. Whoa. You can't wipe yours until you fulfill this commandment. Now, all I have to do is help you in love. Ooh. Now, in our churches, cut this down, will you, Ron? In our churches, this will be the order. In our tape classes, number one, we will come together. Every one of y'all now, close your eyes. And we will recognize Jesus in the midst. Lord Jesus, right to our life, resurrection, fire, and glory. Eyes like fire, body shining with the fire and the glory of you and my Father. And then you built that lake of fire. Ooh, just let it come alive. Then number two, Lord Jesus, I commit all my workings of Satan, all my old nature, into that lake of fire and declare it hath been destroyed. Now wipe yourself with the blood and just let it go in there. Now. Now. Number three. You will let the glory of the Holy Ghost come upon you with his gifts, saturate you. Then you will operate in tongue, interpretation, and prophecy, and moving in the power of the Holy Spirit, thou free and clean by the blood. Oh. And you will do that until it died down to a soft groan. Whew. Whew. And then, number four, you will listen to your tapes. Okay? Then when you get through your tapes, let that music that's on there play and play and play. Let that thing just soak into you. Whew. Now we've got this recorded on tape. Where you'll get a copy of this, there won't be any way of disobeying it. Listen, you begin to sort of suspect the victory that God has given us through Jesus Christ, but you don't really know. You don't really know what he's given you until you go to trying it out. You've just sort of tasted it here. You put in operation in your homes and in your churches. Ooh. Would you bring us some swabs back to the mad couple? Now, in your marriage, the order has come, and we being obedient children by faith, give them one each. When we have something revealed to us by Jesus, we're instant people of faith, aren't we? And obedient. You notice ever since we left the cross, When we had a new work revealed, we immediately began to obey and claim it by faith, didn't we? We didn't stop. Oh, you might stop, you know, we got to overcome through our weakness, but we began to move in faith and obedience, didn't we? So now in our marriage, well, there has been revealed the lake of fire before us in which to put all of our marriage problems. Oh. Through each one of us. And then put them in there together as husband and wife. And declare him hath been destroyed and receive the glory of the Holy Ghost back upon you and operate in the gifts of the Spirit. It's that simple. So now, where's your license? Ooh. By the authority invested in me, oh, as the goat. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As the one that had been made a goat out of ever since I was born. I now lead this couple up to the goat of heaven, in which is built the lake of fire. His name is Jesus, Lord, which liveth inside of our Father. And I now lead them in faith up to that lake of fire. And right on the edge of that lake of fire, I joined them together in marriage. And then they're going to cast all their problems, Satan too, in that lake of fire. And going to live in the glory of God. First, since the first submission in the scriptures is required through the wife, then I right now lead Miss Lydia Lorraine Laws up to this Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept her right there before me. You're revealed in your resurrection glories. Oh, and in your resurrection fire and power. And inside of you is built. Ooh, your lake of fire and a lake of fire, my Father, in which I now place all of my old Adam nature and all working of Satan, and I declare it hath been destroyed. Now wipe yourself.